Is it bad to take Advil every single day? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a regular listener, thank you. We appreciate your loyalty to this podcast. And if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. And please check out our library of episodes. We've got over 400 episodes sitting out there. Who knows? Maybe we're getting close to 500. We've been podcasting for 10 years now.
Yes.
Yeah. So please check us out. We're so happy you're here. So what about Aleve, Motrin, Advil, Naproxen? You know, those are all medicines that are under the category of NSAIDs, which is short for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Okay. And so I'm sure that most of you are familiar with those meds because we can buy those over the counter. You can buy them pretty much anywhere these days. Go to a gas station. You need some medicine. They've got little packets or little tiny bottles of Advil, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve. Those are all the same, under the same category. They're NSAIDs, okay? As a gastroenterologist, I am not a fan of NSAIDs. And actually, even to prove it even more, how much I'm not a fan of it. I mean, I recently broke my foot a couple weeks ago, and my lovely wife kept asking me, "Are you sure you don't want some, you know, Motrin, some Advil, something?" And I was just so resistant to it. And I mean, I ended up taking a few because I knew that it would definitely help with some of the inflammation and the swelling. But as a gastroenterologist, I've just seen what NSAIDs can do to the gas, to the gut, to the gastrointestinal tract. And I've seen some things that are not pretty. I've taken care of patients who've come into the emergency room bleeding from one of these ulcers, almost to the point of death. So it's pretty scary, some of the things that I've seen as a gastroenterologist. But, you know, it turns out that NSAIDs not only can have adverse effects on the gastrointestinal tract, but on so many other different systems in the body. And, you know, and I'm always amazed that no matter how many times I've gone in to do some reading on NSAIDs, you know, looking up some medical, you know, information, going to look up some of the latest articles on NSAIDs, I always relearn stuff, reemphasize it just to kind of refresh, but I always learn new things. So I think NSAIDs are, you know, a great topic for us to talk about because it's out there. They're out there. That people take them like candy. People take them, and most people don't understand what these can do to you. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, they're medicines that we give babies.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so prevalent that it's one of the first medicines you give a baby if they have a fever when they're little. You just take it in liquid form, right? I mean, Advil, those types of medicines are so common. I think that, you know, teenagers are just popping them even. They don't realize, right? I mean, you know, you take them for all different reasons, whether it's pain or menstrual cramps or whatever. But it's such kind of like one of those catch-all medicines that people don't really realize, you know, what am I taking this for exactly? Because it's just one of those things where I'll just take an Advil.
Right.
You know, and I'll feel better. So maybe we should talk a little bit about what the medicine does.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the body. And then we'll talk about like what you need to be careful with.
Yeah. And again, you know, to what you said about it's out there, you know, people are taking them. You know, we are a very trusting society. Okay. We're a very trusting society. And we, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's over the counter and it's there. So I just figured it was okay to take.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard that a lot. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
And the reality is that, that it's just because it's over the counter doesn't mean that it's okay to take.
Not all the time.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So basically NSAIDs. I'm going to just really make it real simple. NSAIDs typically block the production of these little compounds that our body makes called prostaglandins. Okay, and they're basically like it's a compound. It's like a chemical that our body makes, and you know, they're made. These prostaglandins sometimes are just part of our natural physiology. Different things that happen in the body. A lot of times when somebody injures themselves, like if there's some sort of an injury, a cut, an infection, prostaglandins will go to that area to, you know, as far as trying in the repair process. Okay, so you will find prostaglandins in higher quantities of prostaglandins in areas where there's inflammation or where there's an infection. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for example, and again, I'm going to make keeping it real simple. If you're taking Advil on a regular basis, okay, so there are prostaglandins that are made to help protect the lining of the stomach, all right? But if now you're taking this Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen, and you're taking it regularly, now you're blocking the production of these prostaglandins that are there to help keep the lining, the mucous membrane, intact. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you don't have an intact mucous membrane, and you continue to take these NSAIDs, you're just basically causing more and more injury, and eventually over time you're probably going to develop some inflammation. Then that could progress into an erosion, mm-hmm. which is typically more superficial, and ultimately into an ulcer. Mm-hmm. And once you develop an ulcer in your stomach, I mean, you're at risk for developing a bleed, a significant bleed. You could develop significant bleed. An ulcer, if it continues to bore through the wall of the stomach, can even perforate. Okay, so you can have a perforation of the stomach, and I have seen that in my career. I've seen ulcers that have perforated where that patient was so sick because now you've got a hole through the wall of your stomach.
Yeah, it's almost like you take the Advil to avoid inflammation, but then it actually causes inflammation.
Yes.
Too much
yes.
of it, you know?
Yeah, and you can get the NSAIDs can affect any part of your intestine, not just the stomach. It can affect the small intestine, even the colon. And so, yes, it's true. We take it to help us with a pain or an ache, but then
it causes
on the backside of that, now you get the potential for developing something very serious, you know, an ulcer that could lead to a pretty catastrophic outcome.
Yeah, and then people like our daughter, you know, told me recently, oh, so-and-so gave me an Advil because I had his stomach ache. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, like, you don't take an Advil for a stomach ache. Like, you know, that's the last thing you want to take for a stomach ache, right? But again, we think any ache, any pain, take an Advil. So it's important to educate yourself on the medicines that you're taking for the purpose, like for the issue that you're having.
Absolutely.
You know, so I had to clarify with her, like, was it for cramps or was it because you had a stomach ache? Like, that's different, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, mommy, it was cramps. And I'm like, okay, so that's different, right? And okay,
right.
You can take that for cramps. But again, taking it every day is where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are taking it every day because they have everyday pain.
Absolutely.
Whether that's headaches, joint pain, back pain.
Absolutely.
Whatever pain, we're just popping Advil like it's candy.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm doing procedures on patients, it's our protocol that we'll give patients, you know, their instructions on how to prep before the procedure. And one of the instructions is to stop any NSAIDs at least 7 days before the procedure. And basically, NSAIDs can have an effect on the platelets, where the platelets will not aggregate. Well, they won't clot the way they should. And when you're bleeding, you need platelets that are going to aggregate to help, you know, clot and stop the bleeding from wherever you're bleeding. Okay. And for us, you know, when we're doing colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, we're taking biopsies, we're removing polyps. And so all of those areas that we take a biopsy from, that we take tissue from, is there's always a small risk that you could bleed from that. Okay.
Well, you're basically poking at the tissue.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So yes, that's definitely, you know, we always instruct our patients. And I was just, you know, I was telling Tina that even yesterday I was counseling a couple of the patients because, one of them had stopped the whatever, I think she was taking ibuprofen and had just stopped it barely like 2-3 days before. I mean, we were able to still do her procedure, but I was asking her, why are you taking it? I'm taking it for headaches. How often? Oh, don't worry, doctor. I'm not taking it. I don't take it every day. I'm like, okay, well, how often? Well, every 3 days. Mm-hmm. I said, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And you know, that could ultimately cause some harm, some injury to the lining of your intestine that can cause, you know, actually she ended up having some inflammation in the esophagus and stomach. And I told her, this could be from mm-hmm. the ibuprofen that you're taking. She goes, yeah, but I only take it 2-3 times a week. All it takes is one time, believe it or not, mm-hmm. of taking these medicines. So again, we know that there is a place for these medicines. But you have to understand that there are potential adverse effects. I mean, some of the other things that can be caused by the NSAIDs, NSAIDs can also, there could be a potential for heart attacks, stroke. It can affect your kidneys. It could lead to kidney failure because it could cause some constriction of the blood vessels in the kidneys. It could worsen your high blood pressure. It can cause fluid imbalances, electrolyte imbalances. It could affect even like your central nervous system. Okay, that was one thing that I learned when I was just doing a little reading up on NSAIDs before we did this podcast, is it can cause tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. It can cause loss of hearing. It can cause a type of meningitis, even psychosis, even issues with cognitive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, it's crazy.
And the thing is that if you're finding yourself having to take these medicines on a regular basis because of pain, because mm-hmm. of something going on in the body, it's taking the Motrin or the Advil or the Aleve is just a Band-Aid.
Yes,
It's not solving the problem, okay? The goal is to help you get off these medicines by figuring out what the problem is and fixing it, okay?
Right.
There's got to be, there is absolutely another answer aside mm-hmm. from taking these medicines. And so I think that was the point of this podcast, is just to, one, educate that it's not healthy to be taking these medicines on an ongoing basis. And if you are taking them, please contact us. Let us take you through our process to help figure out what the issues are so that we can fix them for you, so that you can get off these medicines along with probably many other medicines that you're taking. But yeah, it's got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So yes, you know, let us help you. If you need some guidance, if you need some help, or you just want to connect with us, you can find us on our webpage. On the homepage, there's a magenta colored button. You can click that. You can schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And you can do that from anywhere because it's done over the phone. So that's a great way to connect with us. If you have any suggestions on topics you'd like to hear, please reach out to us and let us know. Okay, we always love suggestions, and we pretty much take almost everything that that people suggest. And then lastly, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you haven't rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5, because it'll help other people just like you to find us faster. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode, and we will catch you on the next episode of Digest This.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.